This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil to charge in Miami to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We're going to start calling this Friday Freaky Friday. Really. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks for joining us for another, I like to call it an hour of sanity, but based on the stories we're doing, I don't know if we're going to be able to keep calling it that. We might have going to have to call it by a different name. Just nuts. Crazy stuff. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah. Crazy. Just crazy. Anyway, yeah, we've got to do some lighthearted, funny stuff, right? Because if we don't, I mean, your brain's going to pop. My brain's going to pop. You know, I'm not a... Some of you guys know this. You've known me for a long time. I'm not a conspiracy kind of guy. I'm not all into the Agenda 21, the Illuminati, the black helicopters. I don't do all of that. I'm not making fun of you if you do it. You know, everybody's entitled to do their thing. I'm just not in all of that. I'm one of those guys that believes that, you know, if the government was so good at keeping secrets, you know, like, you know, they talk about Area 51 and other stuff. I mean, they couldn't organize enough, get the right people together enough to keep all these secrets. It just couldn't happen. Especially in today's, you know, environment. So, I mean, think about the leakers. They'd be having a field day with this stuff. Can you imagine how much the Enquirer would now pay you for proof of Area 51? Or for the real pictures of the transcripts of, you know, JFK's assassination? If these truly were real, God, there'd be people, they'd be bouncing all over the place. Anyhow. God, I wish I remembered the date and time. Remember that guy when I was talking about the aliens in Congress? That would have been great. And actually, no, I was talking about scientists came out and said that we were being watched closely by aliens. Remember that? And that they wouldn't let us destroy the planet. They would eventually come to the aid of the planet. And I'm going, first off, I wouldn't come near this planet if I was an alien. I'd be like, those people are whacked. Let's just stay away from them till they either annihilate each other or they get their act together. That was number one. Number two, I said, I don't understand. And I was dead. I was like dead serious. I wasn't trying to make fun of anybody. But I said, why do they travel? They got all this science. They can travel millions and millions and millions of miles through space. Hundreds of millions of miles for all we know. They get here. They have to bring our bodies up there and insert probes in the bodies to find out what we're all about. Star Trek could even scan you. So they got all that technology, but they still have to, some reason, stick something in your body to find out how you tick. And the phone rang within minutes. And I don't even know if he still listens to the show or not, but you know, some guy with an aluminum hat on in Yucaipa, California, called and said that I didn't understand. I obviously didn't understand how space travel worked. And that there were a lot more aliens in Congress than even I knew. So I said, well, that's great and wonderful, but we'll do the segment some other day. And then pretty much hung up on him at that point in time. I wasn't going down that road. Remember, he used to call with the same name, but he'd say he was in different places. Was it?
Yeah.
Well, he probably had something to put up. But I mean, he was sure that the aliens and the government, I mean, that they were tracing him, following him. Apparently he had some cure for cancer or nuclear, knew how to destroy nuclear waste or something. I don't know. Anyway, so the Rothschilds said that Donald Trump is a threat, or actually is threatening to destroy the New World Order. Well, thank God. Maybe that's why he's so hated. These guys with all the money and stuff, you know, they the people that run the planet, yeah, they don't want him to have any power. Now, according to this article, the Rothschilds have used their globalist media mouthpiece to declare that Donald Trump is threatening to destroy the New World Order. Now, notice that he really doesn't get involved or doesn't want to get involved in any of the craziness that's going on when it comes to, you know, globalist type of attitudes, agreements, and that kind of thing, which I'm good with. America first. Got to fix ourselves first. Those other countries can't even take care of themselves. Think about what's going on with the European Bank. Think what's going on over in Europe. They're all broke. Most of those countries haven't got two nickels to rub together. The Rothschilds own a newspaper called a magazine called The Economist, and they branded the U.S. president as a present danger to the New World Order, and they stated that the internationalists that formed it are spinning in their graves. Now, The Economist names Trump as the biggest threat to liberal New World Order above all other legitimate threats such as jihadism, terrorism, communist Chinese expansion, North Korean hostility, and climate change. These guys, we need to find out what drugs they're on and double the dose. Perhaps the greatest danger at present is the incumbency of an American president who despises international norms, who disparages free trade, and who continually flirts with abandoning America's essential role in maintaining global legal order, which is the last two aren't true. He doesn't disparage free trade. He disparages unequal free trade against these United States of America when we're being taken advantage of. America's essential role in maintaining global legal order, is he serious? We go out and do any kind of policing program anywhere, and the libs just beat the crap out of us. We shouldn't be there. We shouldn't be going there. We shouldn't be going to that country to do A, B, C, and D. Don't buy into the garbage. The globalist outlet refers to a book titled The Internationalist to explain the origins of the liberal international order. You know, again, I don't believe in all this stuff, but I got to tell you what. I do believe that Trump is making some of the richest people with a bunch of power worldwide very, very nervous. I'm Joe Messina, your host. When we come back, the Italian woman that married herself. I wonder how that's working out for her. Think she made tapes on her marriage night?
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
You are some messed up white people.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. You can't make me go.
Yeah. We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, come on, switch over. Texting, being part of the conversation, 855, really, real Joe, 855-732-5563. Yes, and I'm laughing because I'm brain dead, although that could be part of it. The stuff that you have to see the stuff popping up on my screen when you're not looking or paying attention. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and, again, simply just being part of the conversation. Head up to Facebook if you're one of those. You can head up to Facebook and there's a live Facebook page, feed, whatever, that you can get involved with, too. So, again, I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you're involved in the conversation. All right. Let's see. What was I talking about? Do, 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 do. That's just sick. An Italian woman. You know, it's really funny how this, we've been talking about this for years, off and on. And you can marry yourself. Now, I know you can't, like, legally marry yourself. But this woman spent money on a wedding and a reception. I mean, how does the official do this? You can now kiss yourself? You now pronounce you and you? I mean, I don't get it. But the comment that I love, because, you know, happiness should not depend on somebody else, she said that her happiness doesn't depend on a man. Well, that's pretty sad if it does. I mean, your happiness, your joy or whatever, should never depend on any man. You know, and happiness is a fleeting, temporary thing. I'm very happy, extremely happy, when I'm sitting there eating that hot fudge sundae. I'm extremely unhappy when I have to work it off. So happiness is definitely fleeting. Laura Mezzi always dreamed of having a white dress and walking down the aisle. But when her Prince Charming never arrived, she decided to marry herself. More and more women are doing it, called sologamy. Almost sounds Italian in and of itself, doesn't it? Sologamy. The Italian bride had celebrated it complete with bridesmaids, 70 guests, and a wedding cake. Although it was a symbolic ceremony, that was, meaning it's not legally binding. No kidding, really? The bride said that her happiness does not depend on finding a man. I told friends and family that if I had not found my soulmate by the time I was 40, I would marry myself. Isn't that cool? If one day I find a man whom I can plan a future with, I'd be happy, but my happiness does not depend on him. A couple of years ago, she's a fitness trainer. And don't take that the wrong way, but I mean, pretty hardcore, right? I mean, yeah, very easy. I've seen them go from zero to majorly teed off in no time. She was in a 12-year relationship that ended. She told herself that if she doesn't find the right person, then she's just going to organize her own wedding. She said she didn't rule out marrying another person, but didn't want to wait around anymore. She was done. She had no patience, right? But where did she go to meet men? That's what I want to know. The wedding cost almost $15,000. That's a good way to blow money, right? Hey, we're going to have a party. I'm going to let you see what a loon I really am. And we'll be having cake and the whole nine yards. I'm going to be dancing with myself. How would she take the garter off and throw it? You know, like the guy does, and then... What? Okay. And then she has to throw flowers, too, right? I mean, there's all kinds of... You think she shoved the cake in her own face? Or face in the own cake, whatever? She also... All right, so she got a cake with a bride figurine on the top, just one. She also had a poster printed with her kissing her Photoshop self with the, you know, symbol of a single bride and marriage and all that. She was surrounded by her closest friends and family. Mezzi is part of a growing trend of people who've decided to marry themselves in a proclamation of self-love. The trend has been named sologamy, which claims a social affirmation normally reserved for couples. What are you affirming? That I love myself? that I want to have my baby? That I promise to cook clean and take care of you, and I promise to work for you for the rest of my life? I mean, seriously, what do you do? Come on, this sounds like one of those frat boy things that they do, right? It's been gaining popularity in the UK, Australia, Japan, Taiwan, and the U.S. Just scary. It's also spread to Canada, a governmental agency called the Policy Horizons Canada, which is mandated to examine. Wait a minute. They're mandated to examine emerging changes in society. Now, they've included a definition on its website. They go on to say, it's industrialized countries. There was an unprecedented number of single women in their 30s with the freedom to chart their own lives. I would hope so. Self-marriage may be a rebellion against the subtle social stigma that persists regarding single women. It could also be a way to mark a rite of passage into adulthood that a Western societies have traditionally been marked by marriage. As more people choose to live single, ceremonies and rituals to enforce the legitimacy of this choice may continue to emerge. But if you want to live single, why not just live single? What declaration are you making? What?
She wants to wear a pretty dress.
There's a lot of guys that want to wear a pretty dress. They don't have to get married to do it. They can just do it in their room alone. One company in British Columbia called Marry Yourself Vancouver. There's a business opportunity for us. What are we waiting for? One company in British Columbia called Marry Yourself Vancouver, which started running last year, specializes in wedding planning and consultation services for self-marriage. Their pitch line reads, join the growing feminist movement and say I do to yourself. Well, don't you usually? Now, wait a minute. What is that all about? Why a guy can't marry himself? What if a guy can't find the right woman? Never mind. I'm almost afraid of what the response would be. By marrying themselves, women can celebrate their independence and personal growth while making a sacred commitment to whatever responsibilities and promises nourish their uniquely singular lives. So said a statement on the company's website. You know what I love about this? Brad Stein. Go out and find him on this. You know what he says? I love this. This is the thing. Single people, you're cowards. He calls single people cowards. Why? Because you know how hard it is? Right? You get together, two people have to learn how to work with each other. We'll talk about this more into the Sunday break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. Okay, come on, sit down. You already danced all this stuff back in the 70s. You don't need to dance no more. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-CHOW. 855-732-5563. Don't go far. Hang out. Listen. Get your blood pressure popping. I got a lot of good stuff that'll make you mad. But I'm still enjoying the story about marrying oneself. Head over to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Also, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things you've been taught to hate, but you don't have to. I'm telling you the truth. You just don't have to. So, get involved, get engaged, right? When you buy the book, it'll be uplifting. And I say that because it'll give you the information you need to push back and to fight back. I am so tired, I'm so tired of the labels that they give us and we don't push back on. We need to start making them eat their own words. I'm not telling you to fight with them, because you don't have to fight with them. You can easily tie their brain up into a knot and just leave them standing there drooling all over themselves. Seriously. All right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732 5563, or head up to Facebook. Always a lot of good stuff going on. There are a lot of smart people on our Facebook page, smarter than me, that's for sure. So the Italian woman, but it's becoming more and more common. We actually did the story, you know, there's been a couple of people here in this country that have done it. Well, a couple that we know about, probably more than that. Called sologamy. Although it should be called salaming me. That would be even better. My favorite Italian joint is being sold. I'm not talking about Italian. I won't go down the road, but it's heartbreaking. I will. I got to get this off my chest, right? Anyway, I was just going to talk about that story, too. Satan is demanding somebody to make a wedding cake. Isn't that great of them? Anyhow, when you get to these people that are marrying themselves, it's a public... Now, I know the producer says this because they're narcissists. But they're making a a statement that they don't need anybody else for their happiness. I don't need to make that statement public. I don't need anybody else to be happy. Right? Because if somebody else makes you happy, then somebody else can take your happiness away now, can't they? Now, yes, there are certain people I hang out with, I like being with, makes me happy to be around them. But that's not the center of my happiness, if you would, or my joy. Now, some people have criticized Messi for having a waiting to gain attention. Others have said that they don't understand the point of a self-marriage. It undermines the connection between two people. There you go, cool. Then you don't have to put up with anybody else. You don't have to try to make it work. You don't have to be in disagreement. Because I'll tell you what, if you disagree with yourself and you're having problems living with yourself, I think your problems are pretty deep. You know what I'm saying? You're never going to make it with somebody else. But Macy said that she did it for herself, and she feels happy with her choice. After the wedding celebration, she went on a honeymoon to Egypt. I wonder if she took herself along with her. You think she gets like a two-seat discount, even though she's not using two seats? There are two. Can get married, right? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine showing up on the plane to take your seat? And say, oh, you're the bride. Where's your husband? This is how stupid this is, at least to me anyhow. All right. So let's talk about Melania Trump. And some of you guys probably heard the story today or bits and pieces of it. How Melania, she gave a gift or sent a gift of, what are they called, Dr. Seuss books to a library. And the librarian complained, right, about the fact that Dr. Seuss books are racist or contain racist information or racist overtones or racist pictures. I mean, Dr. Seuss. Those things are every color known to mankind, right? I mean, what do you got? You got blue people and green people and red people. So in Cambridge, Massachusetts, my home state, they're just a bunch of whacks. Massachusetts librarian is using free books to sent to her school by Melania Trump. It's a political opportunity to denigrate the president and his policies. She also added to that denigration against Dr. Seuss and his children books. Now, Melania Trump recently mailed 10 Dr. Seuss books to a school from each state as part of 10 Dr. Seuss books to a school from each state as part of a national Read a Book Day on September 6th. But instead of graciously accepting the gift, Cambridge Port Elementary School librarian Liz Phipps rejected the books in a condescending public letter that admonishes the Trump administration and the Department of Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos. Now, the letter posted to the Horn Book Family Reading blog alleged that Dr. Seuss is a racist. The public education system is rife with systematic white supremacy. Boy, she used all the taglines, didn't she? She didn't miss any of them. She probably sat down and went through, like, you know, the social justice warrior website dictionary and grabbed every word she could. She suggests that Trump administration is the only making matters worse. Melania wrote, as I was thinking about your return to school, I wanted to send you a special gift. Dr. Seuss, Oh, the Places You Go, is a book my son and I have read over and over again, and one that we want to share with you. Remember, the key to achieving your dreams begins with learning to read. Find what you enjoy, anything that interests you to read about. Every page will take you on an exciting journey. Please also remember that you are the future of America, that you can accomplish anything you set your mind to. Your education is the path to pursuing your happiness. Never stop learning and challenging yourself, and never give up on your dreams. It's terrible. Terrible. Why would she set the expectations of some kids that are probably very poor at that school to think that they could achieve what they set their mind to? To think that they could be another Whoopi Goldberg who's totally broken on welfare you know, sleeping in a car, sleeping behind dumpsters, and made something of herself. What gives Melania Trump to give any child the hope that they might make it out of the out of their economic issue or situation? We don't want that at all. We definitely don't want our kids to feel any kind of hope at all, right? Now, the librarian, this poor, pathetic librarian, said, thank you for the 10 Dr. Seuss titles that you sent my school library in recognition of this year's National Read a Book Day. And you sent them second day air, no less. That must have been very expensive. I'm proud that you recognize my school as something special. It truly is in our beautiful and diverse student body. It's made up of children from all over the world, from different socioeconomic statuses, with the spectrum of gender expressions and identities, with a range of abilities and varied racial, ethnic, and religious backgrounds. Wow. A lot to call out. We're talking about some little kids here, right? The librarian noted that the Department of Education worked with the First Lady to recognize schools with high standards of excellence and identify the 10 Seuss books sent out to each librarian, which included classics like The Cat in the Hat, One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish, Green Eggs and Ham, and many more. She went on to say, my students were interested in reading your enclosed letter and impressed with the beautiful book plates with your name and the indelible White House stamp on them. However, we will not be keeping the titles. The librarian explained that Cambridge, Massachusetts is a great place where great schools be. No, it's I'm sorry, we have some listeners there, but the place is unique. I'll put it that way. I used to hang out there. I used to people watch in Cambridge Square. And some of those people from Massachusetts know exactly what I mean. It's a great place with great schools because of the government and the free all-day kindergarten and the well-paid teachers and the robust library and the 9,000 volumes and a librarian with a graduate degree in library sciences. The city spends $20,000 a year per student. The district is made up of families and diverse backgrounds, some of them poor. You know, it's really funny because we have districts in California, one that I know of in particular, that spends $6,000 a year and can kick the butt of some of those schools on the East Coast. See, they make it sound like, oh, we spend all this money, it makes it better. No, it doesn't make it better. New Jersey, $27,000 a child. I'm sorry, guys, but you do. You have some of the worst schools in the country. So it's not about money. It's about the teachers and the team. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for Instafire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the Instafire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to Instafire.com/radio specials and get yours today. Instafire. Fire in an instant. Instafire.com/radio specials.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for Instafire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the Instafire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to Instafire.com/radio specials and get yours today. Instafire. Fire in an instant. Instafire.com/radio specials.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 1-800-972-6540.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
Yeah, right.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you're involved in the conversation, that you're, you know, just commenting on it. So it's the one way, seriously, it's the one way that you'll get to hear how other people think about the same issues. Or the same issues that maybe people are totally on the other 180 degrees from you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You head up to the website, realside.com. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, or you can click on Patreon. Become part of, the part of the group, part of the team, my politically incorrect posse. That's what I used to call it all the time. Get involved in the conversation. But I want to get back to the story. Because I'm irritated at this. So, in Cambridge, Massachusetts, you have a librarian. And this is why one of the chapters in my book is why do they have to lie to win? And it seems like the far left always have to tell lies. They always have to embellish to sell you something that they think is wonderful. If it's so wonderful, why do you have to lie about it? So this librarian is going through it and laying out why she's so much better than Melania, why she's so much better than the Trumps, and why her school district is so much smarter than them, because they spend $20,000 a year per student, which I got to tell you, you look at studies, money has nothing to do with it. It's staff, teachers, parent involvement. Anyway, she goes, we still struggle to close the achievement gap, retain teachers of color, and dismantle the systemic, see, it's such a lie, I can't get it out of my mouth, systemic white supremacy in our institution, but hell, we test well. And in the end, it appears that data and not children are what matters. Well, doesn't the data give you an idea of how the children are doing? Doesn't the data give you an idea how you teachers are doing, or you librarians in your case? So what are we supposed to do, just believe whatever it is you say? Just take for granted because you say you need more money for class, we give you more money? You know, there are schools that fail miserably. One of the, look it, I'm not promoting this company, but just to give you an idea, there was a company called Green Dot Charter. And they went into the Los Angeles schools, and there was a school that was failing to the point of less than 30% of the kids were graduating. The rest were dropping out. Come on, let that sink in. So Green Dot came in because the parents are allowed to under Villarreal, the last mayor. He made it so parents could come in and take over a school if it was failing badly. And this school was failing badly. Within 18 months, after Green Dot came in, they turned the school around. And for less money. You know what they did? You know the first thing they did? They interviewed the teacher, and they got rid of any teacher who said, I'm just trying to get them through the system. They were gone. Bang. See you later. They brought in teachers that cared, that were willing to work hard, that were willing to stay out to school, and not have to get all kinds of extra money to do it. Because, you know, they are in it for the kids, right? And then he made them all wear uniforms, or they made them. They put them in uniforms. So the kids, some kids weren't dressed better than others. Right? When they did that, within 18 months, guess what happened? The dropout rate dropped. Pretty much bounced off the ground. And a couple of years later, they were graduating at a rate of 70 to 80%. Because they came in. No more government garbage. They came and said, we're going to teach these kids. We're going to teach them right. We're going to get teachers in here that care about these kids. And that's what makes the difference. Now, I'm not saying public schools don't have teachers that care about kids. That's not what I mean. But they have heavy, heavy regulated by government, in some cases by unions. Meanwhile, school librarians around the country are being shuttered, she says. Cities like Philadelphia, Chicago, Detroit are suffering through expansion, privatization, and school choice. Oh, my God, can't have school choice. With no interest in the outcome of children or their families, their teachers, or their schools. I got news for you, lady. In a lot of cases, they do better because those schools are failing to begin with. This stuff infuriates me because they throw it out there like they know what they're talking about. But they're coming from, or they're coming to it, or coming at it from a personal point. And she's right. There are librarian technicians being let go across the country because schools are tight on cash, number one. And number two is it's one of the quote-unquote expendable jobs, if you would. That doesn't mean that the person is any less than a person. When you start looking down the jobs that you have to run a school, if you've already got one there, or you can trade one or split one between two schools, in some cases that's what they do. They do it with counselors. They do it with maintenance people. They do it in a lot of areas. And now, why do we have so many books? A lot of stuff is so electronic. I'm not saying we go all electronic. Don't get me wrong. Anyway, goes on to say, are those kids any less deserving of books simply because of the circumstances beyond their control? Why not go out of your way to gift books to underfunded and under See, they've always got to make a negative on it. Right? Nobody talks about the $7 billion that Oblamo sent out to inner city schools to help them raise the graduation rate in Chicago, Miami, Detroit, D.C. And guess what happened? We heard a big flushing sound because it didn't raise any graduation rate one tick. But I don't see her talking about that here. Right? No. She goes on to say in the letter of the underprivileged communities that continue to be marginalized and maligned by policies put in place by Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos. Like what? I mean, they never name any. They tell you they're doing it, but they never name any. She also wrote that Dr. Seuss is a racist. Another fact that many people are unaware of is that Dr. Seuss's illustrations are steeped in racist propaganda, characters and harmful stereotypes. One of his books, If I Ran a Zoo, and to think that I saw it on Mulberry Street, for example, and you'll see the racist mockery in his art, she wrote, pointing to the social justice columns about Seuss. I'm honored that you recognize my students at our school. I can think of no better gift for the children than books. It was a wonderful gesture, if one that could have been better thought out. Ungrateful. It didn't happen exactly like she wanted it to happen. And because she was looking for something wrong, she was able to write something wrong. But really? Books can be powerful, she said. A powerful way to learn about and experience the world around us. They help build empathy and understanding. In return, I'm attaching a list of 10 books. It's the librarian in me. But I hope you will offer or will offer you a window into the lives of many children affected by the policies of your husband's administration, who's only been there for 7 months. Really, nothing's actually taken real hold. And I'll tell you something. I'm in education. She's wrong. She's putting a left spin on it. And basically, I'm going to call her a liar. She's wrong. Now, the suggested books that she gave focus on the stereotypical left-leaning PC garbage. They focus on racism, immigration, and on children who challenge society's social constraints, whatever that means. Cambridge public school officials, though, now are going, oh my God, I can't believe she did this. They're scrambling to handle the fallout, and it's coming from parents as well as the White House. See, these people think they're so self-righteous. They're so sure of themselves. They're so sure they know better than you. But they put this stuff out here thinking that they have this big support group out there. They don't. Now, remember something. If what? About half the people that voted for Trump, look around your classroom. Half the parents in there are probably Trump voters. I mean, I realize in some areas not the same. Cambridge is probably not the same. So, Cambridge is now trying to handle the fallout, which spokeswoman Rosalie Rippey said involves a lot of phone calls from people who feel strongly about how the teacher offended the Trump administration. The opinions expressed in the Horn book, in the editorial, I'm sorry, were those of the writer, not a statement on behalf of the Cambridge Public Schools. She works for you. She works for you, and she was speaking directly about books that were donated to her, her class, and to the school. So it's a line of garbage for her to say that. Now, on top of all this, after calling Dr. Seuss a racist, some of you already know the answer to this, right? There were people that went back, and guess what they found? They found pictures of that same librarian in a Dr. Seuss outfit. The Cat in the Hat, to be exact, right? Is that what it is? Yeah. What I say? They lie. They have to lie to win. Or they think they do. So apparently she had no problem dressing up as a racist. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Have a great weekend. Don't be stupid. I want you back here on Monday. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.